Mr. President, I thank you for giving me the honor of being the last speaker on this day, which I presume implies that I may speak for as long as I like, subject to my listeners staying for as long as they like. Excellencies, the ministers of health and heads of delegations of the member states gathered here for this august assembly. Your Excellency, the Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Margaret Chan, distinguished delegates and members of the media, allow me to present greetings from His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Zambia, Mr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu, and accord his highest regard of the proceedings and success of this momentous gathering as we take stock of where we planned to be 15 years since the turn of the century and critically check where we currently are now. Allow me also to take this opportunity to congratulate the Minister of Health of India, Honorable Jagat Prasad Nadda, on his election as President of the 68th World Health Assembly, and express my utmost trust in his ability to guide the Assembly in achieving all the set objectives. Further, I have the pleasure of recognizing the Director General's timely guidance and torch-bearing statement, which was very bold, courageous, and aim to confront some core issues that have beleaguered our global emergency response and to a significant part have hampered the effective delivery of WHO mandate. This is the new WHO we need that increasingly remains relevant and responsive to the needs of member states and can be relied upon to provide contemporary and timely responses. Mr. President, I would like to invite the Assembly to look back as we plan the way forward. I want to recognize the coming of the Sustainable Development Goals this year while keeping close eye on what we achieved in the light of the MDGs, what we failed to achieve, and what valuable lessons we have learned over the last 15 years. We must be alive to the reality that we are currently looking at the traffic red light before it becomes green again. I am very happy in Zambia. We have succeeded in achieving MDG 4, having dramatically reduced child mortality and morbidity, as well as MDG 6, in that we have significantly reduced the incidence of HIV and AIDS. However, like for many countries, we have struggled and have been unable to acceptably make progress in tackling and reducing maternal mortality. While we strive to articulate our goals clearly in the SDGs, we, however, have been faced with a reality check. We have been confronted with a major disruptive event in the name of Ebola disease outbreak. This major event has taught us that we must build resilience into our health systems. However, a term like resilience may mean different things to different people, and I would urge the WHO to take up the challenge of providing this classification, clarification, and guidance. What is involved? What does it mean to build resilience into our health systems? Mr. President, for us in Zambia, resilience means four things. First, that it's necessary to reform the health sector to allow for nimbleness and preparedness. Second, that operating as part of the global health family development, and we entirely welcome Dr. Margaret Chan's key policy direction in setting up a unified WHO emergency program. We fully embrace the call by the Chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany and current President of the G7, Her Excellency Dr. Angela Merkel, when she stated that WHO is the only global organization that has legitimacy and the mandate to lead the global health agenda. I am further gladdened that the proposed changes that the DG wants to put in place may serve to address some of the identified stumbling blocks. Enabling our health sector to operate as an integral part of a larger global health family, in line with the new initiatives as outlined by the President of the G7 and the WHO DG, by increasing the national contribution of the resources required in the reformation, transition, and transformation of the health sector. In conclusion, I must reiterate that we have learned to look and keep looking. Looking out for possible occurrences of disasters and emergencies, not to look north or south or east to west, but to be looking everywhere all the time. Thank you.